Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network, brought to you today by Fauch AgriService in Grand Junction. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is the Jefferson City Administrator, Mike Palmer, joining us now. So thank you very much, Mike, for coming on.
Well, good morning, Coltrane.
Absolutely. We're the day after the election here, Mike. And so fortunately, I guess there wasn't anybody on the ballot for city council this time around because it was a gubernatorial race. But in style for the city council meeting, it was a very quick meeting, not a whole lot on the agenda. But one big item I do want to point out for people is that the resolution was approved after a public hearing on the plans and specifications, form of contract, and cost estimate for this sanitary sewer lining project that we previously spoke about. Can you just remind us what that project will entail moving forward once you get the bids back?
We've identified a number of sewer lines that can be relined. That's using the technology to actually non-digging to go in there and use, like I said, the technologies that go in there. Essentially, they put a sock inside of it and heat it up, and they create a lining inside the sewer. It's been very successful over the years. It really helps maintain those sewer lines. It's a pretty amazing process to watch how they do it. But we're going to use some of our COVID money to do this. That's the beauty of this. And it'll keep our system in great shape for many, many years to come.
Now, from what the city engineer Jim Lighting had told us at the city council meeting, the bids will be let on November 15th, and then the council will consider approving that bid on November 22nd. There's also another secondary, much larger, more encompassing multi-million-dollar project that will also be considered at that same meeting for another project in town.
That's correct. We're going to have two bid lettings on the November 15th. The first one, I believe, will be this lining project. The second one will be the wastewater improvement project, and they'll go on to the city council for the meeting of the 22nd. The wastewater improvement, the estimates are about $16.5 million to $17 million for that upgrade of that plant. We've talked about this before, that it's really a creation of new discharge requirements into the river that require this. It's nothing that the city has ever neglected. It's just that there's new regulations to discharge in the river, and this is the way we got to tackle it.
The council also managed to approve a facade improvement grant application for 100 East State Street, the Centennial Building. It's my understanding that council had previously approved an application for the same kind of project. Can you explain why this had to come back before the council?
They had approved about almost a $90,000 application at the beginning of this year. As they moved through the project at the Centennial, there was some additional costs that were not anticipated. They came back with a new application asking if they could amend it, and just so it was about another $13,000 more. The committee looked at it and said, you know, in this case, we want to keep this project going and get it complete. So last night, the council approved the amended grant application.
Is this the first time since you've had this kind of phase two facade grant available for the downtown area businesses that this situation has come up like this, where a grant application had to be redone in order to get that additional funding granted?
It is. It's the first time this has happened, and the committee really looked at it really hard, and the applicant was very good about supplying the numbers and what's going to be used for and how. In this case, it just made sense to continue on. It's, as much as the city's invested in these facades, it's still money well invested. If people have gone by the Centennial Building and can see the progress with those windows and all the painting and everything, it's been money well spent.
And speaking of spending money, the council did review the quarterly financial report, i.e. it's been the first quarter since the fiscal year began on July 1st. Give us an update about what took place during that report review.
Well, this was our quarterly financial update. It's just kind of where we are at the 25% of the way through the fiscal year. As was advised the council last night, after Finance Committee looked at it, most of the expenses and revenues are tracking where they should be, about in that 25% range. Some are a little up and down. That's more of a seasonal thing. The swimming pool is an example. The revenues may look low this type of year, but there's going to be some money transferred in later for some, like the bathhouse improvements, that'll bring that revenue line item back up. Comment was made especially on our local option sales tax revenues. We've been doing very, very well on those. Those are critical revenues that the city uses for street improvements, water sewer improvements, and also just to keep their buildings maintained.
Now, Mike, when it comes to local option sales and services tax, that's not necessarily an account that is driven by the city, right? So can you tell us how those funds are generated to be able to do those types of projects that you just described?
Well, the local option sales and service taxes, the city collects 1% sales tax on all retail sales. The state, I believe, gets another 6%. They get 6%, we get 1%. So a lot of our sales generated, just any retail basis, is something that we see a lot. There's local option sales tax on the water sewer bills. Now we're actually getting, I think, online sales too. That's where it's really started to spike up now that we get a percentage of those online sales has helped greatly. There's no tax on the food, which is a good thing, or gasoline. But those other things that retail really helps the bottom line for this. And people can see and really feel the improvements that are being done, especially when we go to do a street project and they can see those type of improvements happening. This is a type of tax that needs to be renewed by vote, I believe, every 7 years. I think we have another about 3 or 4 years to go before the voters will get a chance to up or down it.
Well, one project that seemingly everybody's anticipating on pins and needles, Mike, is the animal shelter. Got some good relief, I think, from Chad Stevens, the billing official, gave us an update on that. Can you kind of relay to the listeners out there the good news of when that baby will be wrapped up?
Well, yeah. Chad talked about, he has the last couple meetings, that it looked like we're going to have substantial completion by about the middle of the month. Even though it is substantial completion, there's still some back out work to do that'll need to be done in there. Substantial means that it could be occupied. That's our goal. Hope to have a nice opening on that shortly afterwards, start getting animals and things moved over there. When people get an opportunity to go out and see it, I think they'll be very, very impressed what that facility has turned out to be.
And then lastly here, Mike, we've got a Veterans Day holiday coming up on Friday. Give us the plans of what City Hall is going to be doing on that day.
Well, the plan for City Hall is that we'll be closed that day. You can still drop your payments and things off at City Hall in the drop boxes, but we'll be closed Friday and be reopened on Monday.
And that was Jefferson City Administrator Mike Palmer joining us once again. Today's Let's Talk Green County program is brought to you by Fouch AgriService on Main Street in Grand Junction is your channel, Seedsman. We'll be back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.